Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's St. Joseph Health Hospice Services, who are now interviewing applicants for patient care and grief support volunteers at the Santa Rosa and Petaluma Hospice Centers. And my guest this morning, volunteer coordinator with St. Joseph Health Hospice Services, Allison Liris. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us about these hospice volunteer trainings coming up in the fall, please.
All right. Well, we hold annual trainings. This year, they will begin on Monday, September 16th, and they're going to be held at our Hospice of Petaluma location, Monday mornings 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they go for 9 weeks through November 4th.
And what do people do as a volunteer for hospice?
Well, this is a cross-training model. Volunteers can either work with our patients that are on hospice service, or they can work with our grief clients that come to us after the loss of a loved one. Our volunteers are trained to do either or both of those types of volunteering. We have other ways that volunteers can be involved at hospice, but this training is specific for those people directly working with our patients or our grief clients.
And tell us about the work that these volunteers will be doing once they receive the training.
So volunteers that go into the patient homes, one of the main requests that patient families ask for is a volunteer to stay with their loved one while they're able to get a break. Often it's 24/7. And so to be able to get out of the house for 3 hours and run errands or take a walk or take a nap, volunteers meet a huge need in that way. They also provide visitation and companionship to patients that maybe are living in a skilled nursing facility or a board and care and are lonely. And so they can just go and sit and hold their hand or read to them or play cards. Volunteers can sit with people that are no longer verbal and just hold presence. Or they might trim rose bushes or cook meals, or there's a variety of ways that they can help, walk dogs.
Right.
So that's in the patient home. Grief support volunteers meet as a peer support to grief clients for 8 weeks, 1 hour a week. And it's really beneficial for our grief clients to meet with someone who's walked the road that they are walking.
What kind of qualities are you looking for in a volunteer?
I would say listening skills is top of the list. But really, we need all different sorts of people because we have all different sorts of patients and clients. So if you have a desire to help people, a desire to be present during someone's difficult time, maybe you've experienced a loss yourself, and you want to be able to provide the support that you received when you were going through that loss. Our volunteers are all a variety of ages. We have high school students to, I think some of our volunteers are in their late 80s, early 90s. It's any stage of life.
There you go. If you're looking to help, again, these trainings begin Monday, September 16th. They run Mondays through November 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hospice of Petaluma. Their prerequisite interview is being held currently.
Correct.
So if you want to schedule an interview, call 707-568-1094. And the training does come with $50 materials fee.
That can be waived if the need is there.
Absolutely. Anything else that people need to know before they call and schedule?
I would say call soon because we do fill up.
The classes do fill up. Okay, good to know. Call for an interview now. And volunteer to help someone in their time with St. Joseph Health Hospice Services. Allison, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Charlie.
Again, I am Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Charlie Swanson is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available online at radio.krcb.org/RSS and as a podcast on iTunes.